Thank you very much, Vidyadevi. That was a really lovely talk, and well, just fascinating to hear about our library here and a bit of the story behind that, but also to be taken to Nalanda and all sorts of other places, yes. Very beautifully evoking for us the kind of mythic as well as practical significance of a library. So thank you very much. And yeah, thank you for your role in just recently, the last few months, bringing it all together and making it all happen. It's really appreciated. So yes, so first of all, actually, I want to thank a few people, and then I'm just going to say a little bit about how the library might be used and be accessible to us in the foreseeable future. But I want to thank a few people who were involved, particularly in the building project, renovating this building and getting it ready to house the books. My working involvement with that Istana started back in June. That's when I started commuting here to work. And yes, when I started coming here, that was about when the working project kicked off and the scaffolding went up and the roof was redone and various work was going on. So I just want to thank a few people who made all that happen. So first person to thank is Ratna Dharani. There she is. Who we all know has played a huge role in this whole place coming into being and overseeing the development of this place. And in the future it's going to have kind of mythic status, the way Ratna Dharani did such a big project on time and on budget. Quite extraordinary. Yeah. So I think in centuries to come, one of the books that will be on the shelves here will be a new sutra. It'll be called the Maha Ratna Dharani Sutra, and it'll be the story of this Bodhisattva Ratna Dharani who created this Pure Land. Yeah. But most sutras, well, Mahayana sutras, things go on for kalpas and kalpas, don't they? But this sutra will be different. It will just go on for months. And then it'll be done on time and on budget. So, yes, I just, again, just wanted to kind of express our gratitude for the amazing job you did. And again, with the library, Ratna Dharani oversaw the project and it was on time and it was on budget and just done really, really well, really, really competently and to a very high standard. One of the people she worked with was Arjavin. So again, Arjavin was involved in a lot of the building project here, but also with the library. And I think I remember Arjavin saying, "I'll do it if Ratna Dharani is overseeing it." Yeah. So they obviously worked together very well. And Arjavin, at the time, apparently was working as a magistrate. He's got this other life as a magistrate down in London. But he was so generous. He came up so often up here and just gave a lot of time and a lot of energy, and his kind of considerable experience and expertise in buildings, in, again, just overseeing this project and making it happen, doing it to a really good standard, and again, making it happen on time, on budget. So I think, again, we owe a lot to Arjavin and the way... Well, I actually rang up Arjavin a month or so ago because I wanted to ask some questions about the heating system here. It's quite complicated, and I was trying to get my head around it. So I rang him up and said, "I'd like to talk to you about these things," thinking he'd say, "Well, it's months since I've been here. I can't really remember that in detail." But he just immediately launched into this incredibly... He said, "Well, there's this kind of valve here, and then you got up here, and it kind of turned around, and then..." It was just all in his mind. He's got this amazing ability to hold a lot of complicated, detailed stuff in his mind and kind of communicate it with real... clarity. So yes, again, a lot of appreciation to Arjavin for his helpfulness, his experience and expertise, and yeah, just his sheer generosity and being willing to give his time to come up here and help with the project. Again, I don't think we could have done it without you, so thank you very much, Arjavin. And the other main person I want to thank, there's a few others, but the other main one is Yashodeva. So yes, when I started working here in June, I would just sort of wander around the place. I'd sort of discovered all these rooms that I never knew existed. That went on for several weeks. Oh, there's another room here. And so I'd kind of wander around the place, trying to kind of get my head around the fact of being here. And sometimes I'd wander into this space, and it would be full of music. Just wander into this place, and it would be full of music. And you'd go, Yashodeva! And his head would pop out from somewhere. And here he was, just working away in this sort of beautiful, heavenly, Deva-like atmosphere. And he's such a delight, isn't he, Yashodeva? I mean, he is a Deva. He just works with this kind of lovely lightness and sense of enjoyment and light, but really well-applied energy. So again, he's just given so much energy, so much care, so much kind of good quality work. Both him just getting stuck in himself and also supervising a lot of the work that's happened here. So yes, thank you to you as well, very, very much. Thank you. And a few people I just want to mention more briefly. So there's Tim, who's here today, the architect, who is involved in the project a lot, and we're hoping he's going to carry on being involved in the project. It's really been great working with you in the last few months, Tim. Diamala, it's really delightful to see Diamala here today, because again, in my early days here, I'd wander around and there'd be this figure with this cloth around their head with a paintbrush, and Diamala has applied gallons and gallons of paint to this building, both inside and outside. So it was really great to have your help just when we needed it. Dan, where's Dan? He was involved a lot in helping with the roof and doing a lot of the woodwork on the doors and things like that. Yeah. Sagradana, I don't think he is here today actually, but he did a lot of the kind of partitioning and various bits of work. So yes, it's been a real effort and a real act of generosity by many people to make, which is great. It's a very beautiful space, isn't it? It is a really beautiful space. And as Vidyadeva was saying, when it's empty, it's got a real atmosphere. You know, it is going to be a lovely space. And we've got more work to do to kind of design the interior, particularly of this atrium space. But I think we can create something really lovely and quite special. And it's, yeah, thanks to all those people and others that I've mentioned. And also, yeah, thanks to Vidyadevi and her team, her band of helpers who dealt with the big, big pile of books and got them all on the shelves. It was lovely watching them at work. They just seemed to have so much fun. It was delightful to witness.